Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of why Jesus came to earth. Jesus came to earth to establish the kingdom or the reign of God in men and through men on this earth. His first public words were, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." There are many aspects to the kingdom of God. There's heaven, where God dwells, and where all those who've died in the Lord now live. One day, in the not-too-distant future, Jesus will come and establish the kingdom of God, the visible kingdom of God on this earth, cleanse it and transform it and make it our forever home. Whole can of worms for another day. Kingdom also refers to the reign of God in men through the new birth. And that's what we've been focusing on for the past several weeks. God in us by his life, reigning in us. God's plan for man was to have sons and daughters. He created human beings to become his sons and daughters, and he made earth to be the home for his family. And it was his intention from the beginning that men and women receive his life, eternal life. Eternal life is not live forever life. All human beings are going to live forever. It's simply a question of where you'll live. Will you live in heaven or will you live in hell? No, it was God's intention that we receive eternal life or the uncreated life in him. We're made with the capacity to receive God into our innermost being. God by his life, by his spirit. And this entrance of God's life into our spirit, God intended it to produce transformation. God's creatures would become his actual sons by partaking of his life. Now, the plan got off track when mankind went into the pig pen of sin, corruption, and death. Jesus came to get the plan back on track. The remedy for death, which is the consequence of sin and independence from God, the remedy for death is life. Jesus came to earth and went to the cross to bring life to men, the uncreated eternal life in God himself. When a person believes on Jesus as Savior and Lord, he is born of God. The uncreated eternal life of God comes into his innermost being, into his spirit, and regenerates it. He's literally born from above, or born of God. Something from the unseen realm of heaven comes into our innermost being. And salvation is about restoring every part of our being to full function by this uncreated life in God that has been made available to us through the cross of Christ and the new birth. Now, let me read you. This is Romans chapter 5, verse 17. I want to read out of the Amplified translation. It says, "For if, or because of, one man's trespass, lapse, or offense, death reigned through that one." Let me stop right there. This chapter, Romans 5, is contrasting the effect of Adam's sin with the effect of Jesus' obedience at the cross. Back to the verse, "If because of one man's sin, Adam's sin, death reigned by one, because of what Adam did, his act of disobedience in the garden, God's entire creation has been locked in bondage to death. For if because of one man's offense, death reigned through that one," listen to this, "much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, his unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness reign as kings in life through Jesus Christ." Because of one man, we were all made subject to death. But much more are we made alive through Jesus and his work at the cross, which made the new birth possible, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, his unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness reign as kings in life through the one, Jesus Christ. Now that word reign there in Romans 5:17 is a form of the same word that's translated kingdom. We said this earlier in the series. Kingdom, actually, if you look it up in the Greek, it's the word that's also translated kingdom. I'm sorry, kingdom is a word that's also translated reign. Kingdom is reign. And this verse says that we can reign in life through Jesus. Reign is a form of the same word translated kingdom, and it means to reign over, to possess, and exercise dominion. It means to prevail. Webster's Dictionary says it this way: to reign means to possess or exercise power or rule. It means to exercise or hold sway in the manner of a monarch. Dominion is authority. Authority is the right to give a command and the power to enforce obedience. I mean, these are whole lessons for another day, but we've been placed in a position of mastery through the cross and the new birth. Through Jesus' act of obedience, we can reign in life. Now, Jesus shows us what this looks like in a fallen world. See, healing is actually God by his life reigning in a physical body. Peace is God by his life reigning in our mind and emotions. Holy living is God by his life reigning in our flesh. Victory comes through the life of God reigning in us and through us. And when we look at Jesus, like I say, Jesus shows us what this looks like in a fallen world. When we read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we find out that he shows us how sons of God can live in this sin-damaged world when the kingdom reigns in them and through them as it did in and through him. See, Jesus, we talk about this a lot. You have to understand who Jesus is. Jesus is God, become a man without ceasing to be God. 2,000 years ago, God took on a full human nature. He didn't stop being God. He became fully man without ceasing to be God. While on earth, he didn't live as God. He put aside his rights and privileges as God and veiled his deity, and he lived as a man, in dependence on the uncreated eternal life of his Father and the power of the Holy Ghost. He did that in part to show us how human beings are supposed to live. Jesus is the standard for Christianity. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, if any man says he abides in Christ, he ought to walk even as Jesus walked. Jesus did what he did as a man, alive with the uncreated life of God. Jesus did what he did as a son of God in union with God, in union with the life in him. We could do whole lessons on this, but you know, Jesus said over and over, I do what I do by the power of the Father in me. I only do what I see my Father do. I speak my Father's words by his power in me. And as we read his ministry in the Gospels, we see that as a man, Jesus encountered trials and tribulations. The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33. He said, in the world you will have tribulation. We live in a sin-cursed earth. Trials and troubles are here. Not because God brings them. He doesn't do that. Not even because the devil brings them. He doesn't have to. They're just here. This is a sin-damaged world. People make choices. Their choices affect our lives. There's a curse of death in the earth that results in natural disasters. There's a whole lot we could say, but bottom line is this is a tough place to live right now because of the effects of sin in the earth, and Jesus encountered that stuff. Jesus, as a man, encountered that stuff. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Now, how is the fact that he overcame the world any help to us? Well, there's two answers to that question. Number one, he shows us what it looks like when a man lives in dependence on God in him by his life. He shows us what it's like when a man, he's fully man, without ceasing to be God, when a man has the kingdom in him working through him. He shows us what that looks like. It means you can overcome. Jesus had peace and provision when he needed it. He had wisdom to deal with whatever came his way. He had power to set men and women free wherever he went. He changed what could be changed in his circumstances and went through what couldn't be changed in victory. And he knew the difference. Now, these are whole lessons for another day, but the point for right now is he shows us what it looks like when a man reigns in life by the power of God as an example for us. And then I told you, it means two things when Jesus said, be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. Number one, he shows us what it looks like to overcome in this very difficult world in which we live. And then secondly, he went to the cross, paid the price for sin so it could be removed and we could be born of God and receive in our spirit the very same life and spirit by which Jesus lived and walked when he was on this earth. He showed us what it looks like to live as a son of God who reigns. And then he went to the cross to make it possible for us to become sons of God who reign. Took away our sin so we could be born of God. See, Christianity is transformational and supernatural. Jesus died and rose from the dead to make it possible for men to be transformed from sinners into holy, righteous sons of God. It's supernatural. That is accomplished by the uncreated life and power of God. If you're born again today, if Jesus is your Lord and Savior today, you have in you something you didn't have before you bowed your knee to Jesus. You have the uncreated life in God himself, the very life by which Jesus lived when he was on this earth. And by his life, you can now reign in life. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.